USA News Update. Southern California Sheriff Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed during a traffic stop Thursday by a man with a violent criminal history since 2000. The suspect later died in a shootout on I-15 in Norco, California. The suspect was 44-year-old William Shea McKay of San Bernardino County. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week while vacationing in St. Croix. Japan adopted a plan on Thursday to extend the life of nuclear reactors, replacing the old and even building new reactors. Rising energy prices and pressure to reduce carbon emissions has Japanese leaders choosing nuclear energy. This is a major policy change since the Fukushima nuclear disaster from 2011. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.